Hey everybody, welcome to Patch and Switch on the road to Microsoft Ignite. Today we talk about...
time management skills.
Oh, wait. At an event, you need time management skills?
Some people like to jam-pack their schedule so tight and full with every single thing possibly scheduled in as far as sessions are concerned.
Yeah.
They tend to burn out halfway through the event.
What I'm doing wrong.
You got to allocate your time accordingly.
Okay, so first and foremost, don't try to do everything.
Right.
You can't.
You need time for yourself. You need time to recharge based on how you recharge. I like to have my own personal time to recharge. You're more of a go out and socialize kind of guy.
Absolutely. For me, the networking, the hallway sessions, that's how I recharge my batteries. And then I'm ready to jump back in to some of those deeper breakout sessions. Evening is my recharge time. Mm-hmm. You'll find me out and about just socializing and doing that thing. And it doesn't require me much to recharge there.
Right. Talk about this from the perspective of a whole day. Like, first of all, we need to get to the venue, right? Based on where you're staying, it's going to be different. Might be walking distance, might be a scheduled bus, might be that you're going to be taking a car sharing service or a taxi or something like that. Give yourself time to not be rushed when you arrive.
I'm a big fan of this. I try to arrive 30 minutes before I'm required to really do anything.
Right.
It gives me time to get in. Maybe I'll run into somebody in the hallway, be able to say hello, grab a cup of coffee, just kind of get myself ready for the day.
It makes it so you're not stressed and worried about where you have to be and what you're going to do. So give your time to be able to do that.
Absolutely.
Session-wise, getting into your sessions, you need to arrive early to get a good seat and to relax. Same thing applies, right?
Absolutely. Some of these sessions that you may want to attend, we've got some very, very popular speakers this year at Microsoft Ignite. So you'll want to get there early. So build that time in. So try not to book. I mean, I understand the desire because you're at the event and you're trying to get the most out of it. Remember, the sessions are recorded. Yes, we'd love to have you in every single one of the sessions.
Right.
However, it's just, it really becomes difficult to get there. So give yourself those time breaks. If you know that there's a popular speaker up and coming, maybe skip out of a session in that session slot immediately before, do some hallway networking, go visit the expo hall, do some digital labs that we've got.
Right.
There's all sorts of opportunities for you to make sure that you get that time buffer inside there.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned going off to the expo hall and that sort of stuff as well. Make sure you block time in your schedule to go off and see it. There are organized time slots when the expo hall is the focus for everybody.
Yeah.
You might find it worthwhile to go there when it's open early enough that no one's there yet to be able to ask those questions.
Even during breakout sessions, it's a great time to go get questions answered because it tends to be lower traffic time.
Lower foot traffic's going on.
Talk about the evening times. Now, if you want, you could book yourself every night, multiple things going on. Vendors, Microsoft. There are organized events, which we have, like the Women in Technology reception. You've got the Thursday night attendee party. There's even Ignite Rocks. Mm-hmm.
But then there's all sorts of different community events, like Share Pints, that go on as an example, to be able to go off and to just network with other people of like-minded technologies.
So it's all about balance. You've got to bring balance. Don't try to do everything. If you do everything, you will burn out. You won't make it till the end of the week. And you won't get the value out of the conference that you can. So make sure, give yourself plenty of time to get there. Always, always, always stay hydrated.
Yep.
Regardless if you're consuming the adult beverage or not, it's one of those key things. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, have those snacks with you. Have those meals with you. It's amazing. You can forget to do a lot of things. It sounds common sense.
Yep.
But when you're in the heat of the event,
you forget to do it.
Absolutely.
Don't also forget to include time to reflect on the stuff that you've learned, to reflect on the session that you were just in. Jot down some notes so you can make some stuff you can take back to your employer after the event as well. Take some of that reflection time just to kind of recharge as well.
Yeah, what I do every night before I doze off, I just sit down, jot down a few bullet points and just say, these are the main things that I got out of the day.
Here I thought you were recharging back in your room. You're actually taking notes.
I'm taking notes. Hey, don't forget to follow us on the social media. You can find us at @signpatchandswitch via Twitter and Instagram. Also find us on Facebook. It's facebook.com/patchandswitch.
And don't forget that you can also tag everything with the hashtag MSIgnite so we can find out what's going on and stay in touch.
We'll catch you next time.